The Brady Report. For Golden Ponds Fishing and Marin Park, goldenponds.com.au.
Well, he's got his drinks in the freezer, I think. Ender Brady, good morning.
Yeah, I've got the shorts on as well, boys. I tell you what, we are having some good weather here this week.
And you're heading for the hottest day of the year, are you?
Yeah, they reckon we could hit top 34 Celsius later on today in many parts of England. It has been a really sunny week out of nowhere. And of course, you know, on the one hand, yes, it's wonderful. People are getting out and enjoying the sunshine and flocking to beaches. But, you know, this is no ordinary summer. COVID-19 is very, very real. It's still here. And in some places, notably the southeast and the southwest, it's on the rise.
The Saudis have pulled out buying an EPL club. Tell us more.
Newcastle United in the EPL. This has been rumbling on for about 4 months now. Newcastle United's fans do not like the owner, Mike Ashley. He's a multi-millionaire. He owns Sports Direct. And they don't get on. Him and the fan base in Newcastle United, putting it politely, they do not like each other. They don't seem to get on at all. The fans want him gone. And for 4 months, there has been story after story that this Saudi-led consortium, basically the Saudi government's public investment wing, wanted to buy Newcastle United for about $600 million. Out of nowhere, in the last couple of hours, they've issued a statement saying, global uncertainty, we're not going through with this. So Newcastle United fans will just be wondering what next season has in store.
Where are they? What division?
Oh, they're a Premier League club. They're up there. They finished 13th out of 20. And I mean, there's been a huge amount of speculation that we're going to buy this player. You know, imagine the money the Saudis could inject into a Premier League club. They could have been the next Man City. As it stands, I think the fans will be really deflated by this.
Have a great weekend.
And you guys.